Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a thick Thursday, an extra credit Thursday as well. That's going to go down at 9:40. We don't know what the topic's going to be just yet.
Oh, I know.
Unless you, you already know.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to do some history and not history.
I'm moderating, by the way.
No, I'm moderating.
Nah, because you moderated last time. So
did I?
Yeah, you did. And I smoked whoever.
You know what? I'm glad because I need to take down Trevor.
Yeah, you need to win something. Yeah, because you guys have been beefing.
If you're doing history,
you guys have been beefing during the break. all right, we'll unearth the beef here in just a second. We'll let this man get home. The one, the only, Bobby Belt.
What's up?
Just living our best life.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, you guys were getting kind of tense during the break.
We got a Tolo that thinks they know ball. I told him to call in. He said he called in. I asked Trevor. He said nobody called in. He said he's not going to answer if he does. Mm. I told him just answer and I'll talk to him. So this Tolo's still texting in.
Still texting.
Next break, I got him.
Maybe Trevor means he can't answer the phone, because if he picks up the phone, he won't speak because he's Silent Bob. Mm-hmm. You do got the Silent Bob vibes. I love it.
And I listen.
That's who it is.
Who's Jay? Who's Jay around here?
Who's Jay?
Yeah. Chiafalo?
He would maybe at one point he would have been.
But not just with the hair. I just mean with the energy.
Oh, energy?
Probably. I think Eric's Jay.
That's fair. I mean, I think that's fair.
Although he's a nicer Jay. Jay can be a little aggressive sometimes.
I don't expect. See, I expect Wooly to be more wild and say something brash than I do.
That's
Chief.
True.
That's
true.
That's fair. Yeah.
Maybe because I think also maybe Corey gives a little Jay because, again, he'll say something wild and off. I know he sends Kevin on rabbit trails all the time.
Corey said it went on one of the most random tangents I'd ever heard drunk while we were in Oxnard a couple years ago, and we were all dying laughing remembering it the next day. He had some hoodie and he was explaining the story of how he got the hoodie and what the meaning of it was and how he got it from a charity or something. I don't remember. It actually meant something to him, but him drunk explaining it made no sense. And it just seemed like this really weird emotional, I want to give you my hoodie, Eric. And Eric was just like, "Dang it, thanks, bro." He's like, you wear that. You pass this message.
Wait a minute.
On.
They took the night show to the.
No, this was 2 years ago. Okay. Like that. Right. Yeah, they were on G-Bag.
I was about to say, Tim Collins.
Hey.
Why can't we get the night show to Oxnard for a week?
I think we should.
We'll do whatever we need to do during the day. I mean, we'll interview people.
We'll do all the things the other shows don't want to. They can just do their radio show as regular. We'll do all the annoying stuff that they have to do.
I'll do the interviews, man.
I don't know that there is anything annoying about Oxnard. Oxnard's pretty good.
That's a lot of fun.
Great PR answer right there.
Bobby. No, I'm dead serious. The experience is great. It's everybody in the media. It's their favorite trip every year.
It's got to be, right?
And so, it's great. The only downside is being on West Coast time. So you're getting up at 3:30.
There you go. Mm. Think about it. We'd be done. Our show would be 5 to 9. Come on.
But instead, it's 7 to 11 in Texas.
Central time.
We're watching all of our buddies.
You get more freedom, though. After 7 o'clock, you get more freedom. You'd have to be on best behavior for 2 hours.
That's it, man. That's no problem for me and Fred. We're always on best behavior.
No, we can be professional.
We can button it up.
Absolutely.
Man, I don't know. We were sitting in our post-show meeting the other day, and I was just telling Tim, how much fun I have listening to y'all's show.
Yeah.
Because I'm it really is I have no idea what they're going to say. Like, even when they tease the topic and set it up perfectly, I'm like, that doesn't mean they're about to talk about it.
Doesn't mean we're going to talk about it.
Or it doesn't mean that they're going to say anything remotely related
to
it.
Even that sport.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. Like, I mean, it'll be, you could start it off by being like, hey, coming up next, we're going to talk about Cowboys OTAs. And then like 3 minutes in, Blake could be like, I don't know that Kanye meant those tweets.
I think that's already happened in the show.
I don't know that he meant
Angel Reese isn't even that good. Like, we teased the Cowboys the last segment, and we're going to talk about it at 9 o'clock.
You know what my, speaking of Angel Reese, you know what my favorite tweet was this week?
Talk to me.
Somebody was saying, they're like, will somebody please explain Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark in NBA terms to me? And somebody said, Andre Drummond is jealous of Stephen Curry.
So good. So good.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, that's a great analogy, though. It's that's strong. Not far off, because Andre Drummond is a respectable NBA player.
Great rebounder.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, no one, I mean, but at the same time, no one's comparing the two of them.
Boardman,
like,
gets be paid. Real.
Boardman does.
Now, are we mad at the wrong person?
Was that Kawhi's line?
Yes.
It was.
Are we mad at the wrong person? Is this Angel Reese's fault, or do you think the people around her?
She's played into it. She's okay. Definitely. Let's not pretend like Angel hasn't played into it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. They dislike each other.
Oh, I guarantee you they do.
Do we know Caitlin dislikes Angel Reese?
I think it's pretty safe to say, okay, like, I'll just put it. Okay, we're past seven. I'll put it to you this way. Have you ever known two women to have those types of interactions and, like, the other one would just be completely receptive? Like, I'll just let it roll off.
Yeah, this ain't two bros doing this. Like, bros can fight and still be bros.
I just feel like the story is being made bigger than what it is from their point of view. I think the people around the story, the fan bases, are fighting each other
rather than
Angel and Caitlin having this beef where they can't walk by each other.
Fan bases.
But nobody's, look, ain't nobody showing. I mean, but here's the thing,
support
right?
Groups.
I mean, first of all, the Fever
allies.
The Fever beat Chicago by like 40 the other night.
Nobody talks about that part.
Exactly. The fact that, I mean, come on, man. Look, Angel Reese is a solid WNBA, but Caitlin Clark's a different beast.
What is she already, third in triple doubles?
Paige Beckers is better than both of them. So.
Agreed. I said that.
Paige Beckers is going to be better than Caitlin Clark, for sure.
We'll see. We'll find out.
I'm a well-rounded game. Caitlin's more exciting. I'll give you that.
I mean, okay, Caitlin's going to put up like the 35-foot three. All right, that's fun, but like, there's not a complete game there. There's a complete game for Paige Beckers.
Oh, let's get spicy.
She's got a complete game. She's got a complete game.
Bro, she dribbles like Bob Cousy or something. Like, she can drive, like, go to her
what are we looking at here?
I mean, have you seen Paige Beckers?
I have.
Paige, like, she's got handles. She's got court vision.
A little bit more tighter handle. Caitlin's a little looser with
Trae
Young, throws it out
Caitlin,
in front of her.
Look,
pulls it
I'm
back.
Not saying she's not, but as far like from an offensive standpoint, though, she is more fun to watch.
No, I agree.
Caitlin?
Yeah.
Like, her threes are fun. But if you're talking
about a pass or two, don't sleep. Don't act
No. Hold on. I'm going
to
completely reject this. If you're just talking about, like, from a shooting perspective, yeah, like, raining down threes is fun.
No,
but if you're talking about,
she can pass the ball.
Every second, like watching Paige off the ball or just, like, handle the ball or what, like, all of that's entertaining. It's not entertaining watching Caitlin Clark do anything but shoot.
No, I disagree. She is a solid offensive player. I'm not disputing the fact that is Paige a better overall, all around better, like both sides of the ball. I'll give you that one.
Dude, no, like, I mean, like, I'm not saying like Caitlin Clark's bad. Like, John Paxson had
Caitlin
a solid career.
Oh, really? You got John Paxson? That's the route we're going. We're gonna compare Caitlin to John Paxson. That's cold blooded.
She's more Dell than Steph.
Wow. More Seth than Seth.
Wow. I wouldn't say even Seth. She's Dell.
Wow.
And like Dell when Steph was running around the court. Not like early Dell. That's what she
end of,
is.
End of his career Dell.
Yeah, she's Hubert Davis. Hey, look, that 52% three-point shooting, that was strong.
She's Greg Hodges.
Why we've got you here, I'm going to steal your brain. We got Blake It or Leave It, and we've got extra credit. What do you think the topic should be?
We don't have Blake It or Leave It.
You shouldn't ask me what the topic should be, because we were in there earlier, and they were trying to figure out what the topic should be for Trevor's segment, and I made a suggestion that I don't think I can make into a microphone.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was awful.
I did, because I had a good one.
It was awful.
I had a great one.
I mean, everybody.
Another thing to get me fired is going to be great.
You took Blake It or Leave It off?
Nobody's getting it. You're good,
I never
you didn't
it
do
on.
It.
Me? I'm
yeah, you didn't do it, so you're good. You're safe.
We had a full
you
show.
Didn't do it.
Take something off.
By the way, we've got two conversations going on here.
Take Blake It or Put Blake It or Leave It
off. Just do it for Saturday.
Well, I want it today. Take something off.
Bro. Because we got NBA playoffs coming up next. We got Fair Foul at 840.
Fair Foul can go.
Huh?
I would like to write that down.
Because you look, we're not getting rid of a staple because Blake decided, oh, he finally touched up a segment that I told him to do 2 months ago. And he finally redid it and it's
a full show.
Still this man's like, pride though. Yeah. He's proud of it. I'm down to let him be proud.
He knows he's being a smart ass.
Fred just ran down that whole list. Like he didn't even mention, like, I don't even know where y'all are gonna put Trevor's stereotype segment or whatever.
Yeah, 920. Trevor stereotype segment 920.
That's
going down to 920. Tune in.
Trevor said none of this. Trevor is a good employee.
He is.
We already talked about the Rangers.
He colors inside the lines. He's a good employee who does what he's supposed to.
That's it. Company man, right?
We talked about the Rangers.
Not even company man. That has a negative connotation.
It does.
He's a good employee.
You put a tie on me and gave me a slick back haircut, and I'm not about
put an
it,
apple
Fred.
In your mouth. Like, a tie on you. What was going on?
I don't even know like specifically what that means. It just sounds vulgar.
It sure does.
Think about it. Tie around your neck.
See what I'm saying? Like literally we're 11 minutes into this. You were like, do you want to come on and shout out the Firehouse Tour? And then like Blake's going like an apple in his mouth.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Welcome
Once you're in the realm,
the
there's
show.
Nothing you can Fatty do.
You love, can't. Baby. You can't fight the Fatty vortex, love. Man. Once you get sucked in, that's the reality of it, man.
Mm. I've heard. Yeah.
Okay, Firehouse Tour.
Yeah, we're going to be in Mansfield tomorrow. 3100 East Broad Street.
What a drive.
Right across the street from Mansfield High School.
Okay.
Peyton Russell's old stomping grounds. In fact, Alec Medford is going to be showing up out there, allegedly.
Okay.
He says he's going to. I don't know. But
so who's producing KNC tomorrow then, if he's going to be out at Mansfield?
He's going to come in for it. So he's not too far from where the firehouse is. So he's going to pop in and then he's going to
say hello and then on about his business.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Ross, I think Ross Obinski was producing.
Yeah, because Peyton's out.
Oh,
Peyton's
that's
in
what it was.
Vegas or Utah or
when's he getting married? Isn't he getting married soon?
Not like soon. Like he's getting married like next year.
Yeah, he just got engaged like 2 months ago.
I mean, hell, I don't know.
Could be a quick engagement.
He's having a kid before they're married, though. Right.
Oh, I mean,
oh wow!
It's, Trevor just
oh,
it's very like possible.
No,
Trevor just said,
"Man, cats I mean, out I don't, the bag."
I don't think he's wrong. I think that's probably what's going to happen.
I'm not breaking news. Now you're making me sweat.
Look, there are a lot of people who maybe you should sweat. Peyton Russell is not one of them.
Good. No. I mean, good. No,
Mackenzie doesn't even sweat Peyton.
These guys like putting me. They like coming after me. Like,
we do.
I'm just the
where would you Where here. Would you rank the producers if they all had to fight each other?
Yeah.
Come on. We've Power had this conversation many a times.
Power rank them real quick.
No, Trevor. Bipartisan.
Like, I mean, it's not even close.
Okay, what's
like, I mean, I don't know. It's Lucius and then everybody else.
Who's in second? That's the fun part. We know Lucius is in first.
Lucius is too nice, though. I don't think
I don't know.
Wow. Lucius too nice.
Jacob, probably.
Wow.
Jacob or Alec?
Jake.
Wow, new guy Jake leaping to number two already?
No, that's I love you, Jacob, but I throw him through a no. Oh, wow,
damn.
Wow.
Like
yeah.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking
gonna,
about
then
right
then
here.
I'm put it, if we're going to
I like the energy. I'll put you number two just for the energy.
Yeah.
I like
he does have the best calves of anybody here at the station.
Ooh, Choppy would.
And I'll tell Chop to his face.
Bobby, you better tell Choppy tomorrow that these puppies are
I'll let him know. Choppa.
Nobody wears a Wonder Woman costume with better calves than our boy.
Just had to add that. I love it.
I've always said that.
It's a good thing to say.
It's like the top line item whenever you think of Trevor.
Are we forgetting about the producers of all producers? Kevin Walker?
Trevor cosplay the creator.
Is Kevin going to be like, where are you just saying, where does he stack up?
Yeah, where does Kevin Walker stack up?
I mean, like, just certainly ahead of Peyton. Like, I mean, that's the only thing I know is that
Peyton's,
although Peyton does have a weird, like, rage thing going on. Like, I don't know.
If you triggered something in him, he could probably.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Probably swing at someone.
Yeah.
I don't know who it would be.
Alec, no, Alec, that, like he has a watch list temper. Like it's
I would say
like
that
Steve Buscemi putting lipstick on type thing. It just it comes up. Well, that wasn't Steve Buscemi. That was
It was.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, you're talking about
Billy Madison.
Oh, you're talking about Billy Madison. Okay, yeah. I thought we were doing Silence of the Lambs reference.
Oh, no. I was doing the Steve Buscemi where after he talks to Billy Madison, and puts the lipstick on and leans back.
Yep. No, he's he like rages randomly. Like he's usually he lets it roll off his back most of the time, but then randomly he will just get like. Like, he got mad the other day. I just popped on the talk back, and I was screwing with him, like, right when I walked in. And he's like, it's too early. Do not start already. I was like, oh, what's wrong with you? You're about to go on vacation. You shouldn't be on this on edge.
Right? No, Medford love. No Larry
I just said, what do you mean? I did give Medford love. I said Jacob or Medford.
That's
that was like the 2-3. Okay.
What?
But then I replaced him with Trevor because
Kevin
Trevor sounded like
bottom.
He's not the one to G-check.
Dylon. I guess it's towards the bottom. His name hasn't been mentioned.
Dylon's all top five. Dylon.
That's right.
He's never
seen Chappelle's show.
On, I promise you.
What is wrong He's with never
you?
Seen Chappelle's show, so none of my Chappelle references just go right over his head.
I still understand the reference.
It's unfortunate.
But I haven't taken the time.
We were talking about the Antonio Brown story about him getting like $5,000 milk for Tom Brady or whatever, the Belichick story.
You talked about the
And that was like, that. The fan text lit up with like, it was Cambodian breast milk.
Oh, that's right. That's real Cambodian. That's a real Cambodian. Go find a
Larry
Cambodian
Flores is my sleeper pick that no one's picking that I would think would win in the fight versus all of them.
Yeah, Larry's like a isn't he like a headmaster at a school? Or, like, I could definitely see him like.
Sure. But Larry's That's an OG though.
Dad strength and also like just like
and he's got a new baby too.
Just correcting like the youth of America, like being the firm hand disciplinary.
I thought he worked for like a construction company. Him. I thought he did.
Someone asked an important question about you.
That's for Trevor's segment at 9:20, I think. Jeez.
Wow.
Come on, Fred.
Okay.
What did they text?
214, what time does it kick off in Mansfield tomorrow?
There you go.
6 a.m. I mean, we'll be out there like 5:45, but we'll have free Whataburger breakfast and Firehouse Tour t-shirts.
Do they bring coffee when they do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, they like load it up.
Okay.
Like they give you like, you've got like, 6-7 different breakfast sandwich
options. No shortage
options.
Of options.
Nope, absolutely not. And it'll be a good time tomorrow. So we'll be out there in Mansfield from 6 to 10 and hanging out with you guys and every commercial break, jumping
Didn't
out and talking.
Did Wolchuk try to carry a body the last time and failed miserably?
Yeah, it was so basically we
it's
always
like a dead
do,
man's carry.
Yeah, there's always some like, oh, go through a firefighter exercise or whatever, and he did it, and he was supposed to carry what was like essentially a 215-pound dummy.
Yeah.
And I mean, he didn't.
Man, that's heavy.
Yeah. No, he. I mean, he didn't carry it, but he
what
was.
You drag it?
Yeah, typically.
Man, that's terrible.
So,
do we think that if that had been a real person, he'd have died in real life?
If Wolchuk was there? Yeah.
In real life.
God, if we're talking about masters of self-preservation, again, if we're ranking people, Wolchuk's going to be number one. Wolchuk is George Costanza, like, running out screaming fire. That's Wolchuk.
But is he eating the eclair out of the trash can? That's the real question.
I'm not answering that.
All right, one more time for the folks in the back of the room.
3100 East Broad Street, Mansfield, Texas. Firehouse Tour tomorrow morning coming out. Get free Whataburger and t-shirts. And I'll tell you off the air the segment that Trevor was planning.
I love it. All right, coming up next. I don't even know where we're at right now. Let's talk a little NFL. All right? Don't go anywhere. Heyo. Real quick, before we kick this thing off, don't forget tomorrow you got game two of Stars and Oilers. But I got to give a shout out real quick to my boy Dave Swavey, friend of the program, friend of the station here at 105.3 The Fan, doing the hard work over there with Guns and Hoses and, of course, 35-plus year law enforcement career. And you guys know I got nothing but love for our law enforcement brothers and sisters out there. I got a cousin who's part of DPD. And then shout out to my boy Bill Davis as well, who's also a member of the Dallas Police Department. Just I tell you what, shout out to the Southeast Precinct, all right, because that's that's the precinct that I was able to ride along with my cousin. And then, of course, Bill is part of that group as well. And plus, he's got one of the greatest last names in the history of all time. So, but they're both fatties. They're both great dudes. And again, shout out to all of our men and women with DPD, Louisville PD, Arlington, Garland, you name it. Shout out to everybody out there in law enforcement doing the damn thing. And of course, shout out to my boy Dave Swavey from Guns and Hoses. He met with me and Blake when we were doing the event, the boxing event last, I think it was September, that we went out and did that. And then, of course, Dave was kind enough to invite me to the golf tournament last Monday. Had a great time out there with all the folks out there. And, of course, what the work those guys do with Guns and Hoses is absolutely phenomenal. So make sure if you're in the charitable mood, go check them out. You will be glad that you did. And once again, shout out to Dave Swavey and everybody with the Guns and Hoses family. All right, that's my piece. What say you, Blake? Elliot.
Yeah, so a great article came out on NFL.com the other day, and I think it'd be fun for us to discuss. Judy Batista, senior national
JB
for the NFL Network, wrote this. What are the most and least vulnerable NFL division champs in trouble for? So which teams that won their division last year are most vulnerable in comparison to the other seven division champs?
You got the list?
Mm-hmm. So she writes, I think it's a good part portion right here. At least one team has won its division the season after missing the playoffs entirely in 53 of the 55 seasons since 1970, which is when the merger happened. Only 2024, last year, and 1976, a lot of years ago, probably when Fred was born, had division winners.
Wow. That'd be 49, but thanks. Born in 81. Thanks, jerk.
Had division winners that were all in the postseason the prior campaign. Parity is usually such a powerful force in the NFL that at least one team has gone from worst to first, winning the division the season after finishing or tied for last in 20 of the last 23 years. No team did it last year, and it was the first time since 2019 that happened. Last season, we had two division new division winners, the eventual Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, unseated the Cowboys in the NFC East, and the Rams won the NFC West, taking the crown from the 49ers, who plummeted all the way to the bottom of the division. So now let's look at these teams and who is most and least vulnerable. Excuse me. So I'll ask you, Fred, before we get into it, what team think is most vulnerable from losing their division champ status? What division? Right, we got the. I'll just read off the division.
Who won the NFC South?
NFC South. I know it, but I'm just double checking.
Is it the Bucks?
Correct. Yep, Bucks. You got Bucks, Chiefs, Bills, Texans, Rams, Eagles, Ravens, Lions. Those are your division champs. So out of those teams and those divisions, what team do you think is most vulnerable to lose their number?
I think you could flip. I'll be honest with you. I'd flip the question and say who isn't vulnerable.
Okay, yeah, you can go the other side.
I would be. I think
the
only team that you can feel uber confident in would be the Buffalo Bills.
I would agree. So she has them at 8 as the least vulnerable. They're the most comfortable to keep their spot. The least vulnerable division at this point, and it's not particularly close. The Bills won the division last year by 5 games.
Yeah.
The largest margin in the league. The competition could be ramped up, though, at least a bit. The Patriots are likely to be vastly improved from the basement dwellers they were last season with Mike Vrabel.
They'll be better.
Mike Vrabel taking it over. And a makeover on both sides of the line and offensive weapons. The Jets are starting a new era with Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields. But New York finished eight games behind Buffalo in 2024. It's a lot of ground to make up. And then it talks about how the Dolphins are still kind of in a middling phase.
The Dolphins are the Dolphins.
So I agree. I would agree with you and Judy that the Bills are the most safe for probably winning their division, just rolling their helmets out next year.
Although, I'm going to tell you right now, I know this isn't part of the question. I wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo wins that division.
Patriots second. Yeah, I'm there.
I'm with you.
Dolphins 3.
Okay. I could care less what the Dolphins do.
Dolphins 3 just probably because they still have talent on that team, not because I believe in them. And then the Jets are just going to be trying to figure it out.
They're Tua tripping and falling and hitting his head away from being 2-15.
Okay, what other team/division do you think is safe? Or you can go the other side, whichever one you feel more comfortable with.
I don't think there's any other team in Ravens. I think as far as
which side of the coin, they're in jeopardy or not in jeopardy.
I think it's going to be a two team race. I think it's going to be them and the Bengals.
So the Ravens are the second team most in jeopardy for losing their division champs, Judy writes.
Yeah.
There's only one team that's in more jeopardy. I'll get to them in a second. But for the Ravens have won the AFC North the past two seasons, have a quarterback that could be league MVP every year, and have no apparent roster holes. But the Steelers and Bengals are in the division, and they could threaten the Ravens if Aaron Rodgers decides to sign with Pittsburgh and Joe Burrow is in one piece. If Cincinnati can finally avoid a slow start, there's a great chance Cincinnati could push them to the division. Rodgers is the biggest wild card here. He showed just enough last season with the Jets to convince the Steelers he could put them over the top, particularly with the addition of DK Metcalf to the receiver room. The Bengals' sluggish Septembers have largely been a function of Burrow injury recoveries, in some cases contract dilemmas that have lingered into late summer. If Cincinnati can avoid those, the team has plenty of firepower to compete. It wouldn't be a surprise to see three squads in this division make the playoffs. And it wouldn't be surprising if these three win the division. I think it'd be surprising if the Steelers win the division.
The only way the Pittsburgh Steelers have any shot is if Aaron Rodgers comes back
and is balling. It's not. I don't think he can just be average. He's got to be balling. I think
if he's as good as he was with the Jets, he'll be fine.
No, I think if he's as good as he was with the Jets, I don't think they're competitive.
You realize that his numbers with the Jets are the same as
Patrick Mahomes. I know. But in context, they're getting blown out in half of those games. I'm the Aaron Rodgers guy. I believe in him. I think the Steelers would be better with him. I think even unless Aaron Rodgers is playing at a top 12, top 13 quarterback rate, I don't think the Steelers are going to be uberly competitive. I think they'll be all right.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I mean, I don't think after what you saw from him last year, like, I don't expect a huge drop off.
I do. He's getting old. Was he 42?
Man, he still threw for 3,800 yards. But I mean, do we understand how awful the Jets were last year?
Like, the Steelers are much better. Their defense is better. I mean, the defenses are the same. They're both really good defenses. Both offenses. But Jets' offense was better. Think about the offensive weapons he's going into. The Jets' offense was better.
No, I'm not saying they're not. But my point is that I don't. When you take into consideration all the dysfunction from the owner down to the head coach. I mean, you fired your head coach 5 games into the season.
So the Steelers should be firing theirs. On to the next team. Okay, so that's the AFC North, excuse me. Another team do you think is in jeopardy? You got Eagles, Rams, Lions, Texans, Tampa Bay, and Chiefs to pick from.
I would say I think the Rams could be, just because you don't know what to expect.
So Judy puts the Rams at 4th. So she's got them kind of right in the middle. The Rams won the NFC West by the slimmest of margins last season. It came down to the strength of victory tiebreaker over Seattle.
Yeah.
And while I love the decision to keep Matthew Stafford and sign Davante Adams, which I think is going to be a great ad. I think it was, I don't want to say underrated. People talked about it,
as long as you keep, what's our boy?
Puka?
No. As long as you keep, what the hell's the quarterback's name? Matt Stafford. Uh-oh. As long as you keep Stafford upright and give him time to throw, he'll pick you apart.
She writes, and signed Davante Adams, the biggest thing to go for the Rams right now is that we don't know what to expect from the rest of the division. The Seahawks had a strong first season under Coach Mike McDonald, but they made a switch of quarterback from Geno Smith to Sam Darnold. I think it's a fair point. We don't really know if they're going to be awesome, great, or average. I think they'll be average.
I think they'll be the same as well.
8 or 9 wins. And it's anybody's guess if Darnold can replicate the success he found with Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings in 2024. The 49ers appear to be in a reset period with an exodus of players like Dre Greenlaw and advance to handing out Brock Purdy a huge contract extension. The Cardinals' defense should be improved with notable additions, free agent signee Josh Sweat, first-round pick Walter Nolan, and Marvin Harrison Jr. makes this big second-year leap. Arizona could push for a playoff spot. Still, the Rams were far ahead of schedule in 2024 and surged in the second half of the season. That could give them more of a cushion in the division in 2025. So they got them at 4.
Well, not to mention, too, I think the Rams have the best coach in that division as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's even close.
Okay. I mean, you got our boy,
Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan. Most people might not like that comment.
Like whatever they want. I've said time and time again, and that's how I got Wolchuk's phone number. I mean, what do we, Kyle Shanahan? Yeah, great offensive coordinator. Great. But it seems like every other year we're making an excuse for this guy.
Here's the other teams. So the Bills.
No, by the way, this is the quarterback whisperer who, A, has lost one of the biggest leads in NFL history,
mm-hmm.
okay, and, B, decided to take Trey Lance number 3. Like, we gloss over that.
Mm-hmm. The Bills are going to be the least vulnerable. The team that's right above them is second least vulnerable, if you will, with a 15-2 record, is the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have won their division a staggering 9 seasons in a row, and last year they won it by 4 games. So why are they not the least valuable, Shira? Or vulnerable, excuse me.
Because that division's loaded.
She said the other teams in the AFC West appear to be more of a challenge than the teams in the AFC East. The Chargers and Broncos both made the playoffs last season as wild cards. The Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, after a significant first-year turnaround under coach Jim Harbaugh, and Denver with a successful rookie quarterback from Bo Nix. The Raiders, now with Pete Carroll and quarterback Geno Smith, also should be vastly improved. I can't pick a team that features Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, and Patrick Mahomes, though. Maybe the Chiefs will wind up with a few more losses than they had last season, too, because the division games should be much tougher. But 4 games are still a wide margin. As long as Mahomes is upright, the Chiefs will cast a long shadow and win the division again.
I don't disagree, but I'm with her. I think this could be easily a 12-5, 11-6 year for Kansas City. And, I mean, you had 3 teams make the playoffs, right? And they only got better. I mean, Denver's going to be tough this year. And the Raiders look respectable all of a sudden. So, no, that AFC West, I know they were reading PFF. I think G-Bag was talking. They were doing a PFF segment today where they were talking about the top divisions in football. And they said the NFC North. And I'm sorry, but give me the AFC West all day, every day.
Those are 1 and 2 right there.
I think so. I mean, look, from top to bottom, I mean, because here's the thing. And what you had, although I guess what you had 3 teams from the NFC North make it, and they're expecting the Bears to be better. But I'm with you, though, and what kind of the genesis of this whole segment. I think Detroit takes a step back this year. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. And I think that's going to be enough to where, and again, with Green Bay, we're still trying to figure out, okay, yeah, you got 17 receivers. That's cool.
So here's
stop somebody.
Here's finishing up the list from, I'll just read it from bottom, from least vulnerable to most vulnerable. Yeah. Bills at 8, Chiefs at 7. At 6, the NFC South, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It pretty much just writes up that you got to see something from Michael Penix and Bryce Young.
That's a 2-team race.
At 5, it's got the Texans and the AFC South.
See, that's crazy to me.
You think they're more vulnerable than
absolutely.
5?
Absolutely.
They got them. They think the Rams. Okay, so I'll read
Texans are top 3 to me.
Yeah, the teams that they think have a better chance of losing their division than the Texans. The Rams at 4, which you already said.
Yeah.
At 3, they got the Eagles. The NFC East, they said the Commanders. They said the Commanders are their biggest threat. Cowboys aren't even in the write-up. Wow. It just talks about the Commanders.
Hating on our boys.
Number 2, the Ravens, which you already said it because of the Bengals. And then number 1, you've already spoken about it, the Detroit Lions in the NFC North. Came down to the final game of the regular season. There's no reason to think this division, which just sent 3 teams to the playoffs, won't be as ferocious in 2025. And then it writes a bunch about the other teams. So, would you agree?
I would slide.
I think the Lions are the most vulnerable. I think there's a great chance they don't win their division.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think that's a hot take either.
I don't. No, that's not at all out of the realm of possibility.
I would put at 2 the Texans.
Who do they have at 2?
They have the Eagles. Or they have the Ravens at 2. With the Bengals.
Oh, I would put, because look,
as much as I'm a Bengals fan, the Ravens have been awesome in the regular season.
Well, not just that, but I don't trust Pittsburgh, and
the Bengals got to play like perfect ball. Right
well, now. That and their defense is still just okay.
Yeah.
And okay, I mean, are you going to keep what's his name upright? Yeah. Joe Burrow. I mean,
think about a pass rusher. Are you going to sign a pass rusher?
That's the thing.
The draft pick Trey Hendrickson.
I could see Cincinnati going 9-8.
So I would not put them at 2. I don't think they're as much a threat to the Ravens. Is that whole division, that whole AFC South, the Jags, maybe Travis Hunter's winning Offensive Rookie of the Year and going off. Maybe Trevor Lawrence steps up.
I think it comes down to one guy, Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen, maybe he turns it to
Liam Cohen.
The Texans have not shown that. I don't think they've done enough in this offseason to be like, they're the clear-cut guys. I mean, they got to get this division ripped away from them. I think it's up in the air.
I mean, look, you drafted the entire Iowa State receiving core.
Yeah.
You know, now you still got a good running back. Your offensive line was terrible.
And you're going against Cam Ward.
And you haven't done a whole lot to replace. I mean, you got rid of Laremy Tunsil. You know, your interior line was awful. Okay, so you're rebuilding your offensive line on the fly. You're putting in a new offensive coordinator. I'm sorry, but I got questions about the Texans.
And then I would probably put in 3rd, I'd probably put that NFC West with the Rams. I think there's a good chance someone else wins that division.
The only way I think another team wins that division is if Stafford gets hurt.
Okay. So would you have...
Because defensively, that team was ahead of schedule.
So Eagles and Ravens, you think, are more vulnerable of losing their division?
Then who...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Who, the Rams?
Because that's who they got at 2-3.
I would say yes.
Both of them?
I would say I would put the Lions 1.
Texans.
I would go Texans 2. And then I would probably go
Eagles or Ravens.
Yeah.
I'd probably go Eagles in front of Ravens.
I'd go Eagles in front of Ravens because I think you've got a much tougher division in the NFC East this year. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys were hanging around at the end of the year.
And then I think we can all agree. And then the Chiefs.
I wouldn't have a problem putting the Chiefs at 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't.
The teams that are pretty much set up, I think the Bills win their division. I think the Bucks win their division. And I'll agree with you. I think the Rams win their division.
I do too.
Those would be the three I'd be the most confident in.
Look, you didn't give Stafford all that money. And again, you're very young on the defensive side of the ball. Like you said, you added, you've got one of the top 10. You've got a top 5 receiving duo.
Yep. 877-881-1053. Text in who you think is the most vulnerable to lose the division after they held the crown the past year. Are they going to hold it the next year, or do you think another team is going to strip it away from them? What do we got? Fair or foul coming up next?
Fair or foul coming up next. We tease this a little bit in the crosstalk. Weed dealers are, I'll tell you what, right now they are doing a victory lap, all right? Why? Because your Texas legislature has said, you know what? It's 2025. Let's get rid of the fake stuff. What do I mean? We'll discuss it next. Don't go anywhere. Fair or foul. Appreciate that, Mr. Trevor, the creator. You guys know what time it is. The music says it all right there. It's time for a little fair or foul. We're going to read a story from the world of news today. And then we're going to decide whether it's fair or foul. And, of course, the story that is got the internet going nuts, especially here in the state of Texas. Of all the things that are going on in the world, boys, Dan Patrick and his cronies decided that, you know what, these vape shops are doing too much. Forget homelessness. Forget all the other issues that are facing the world. By God, THCA is causing a real problem. A bill banning THC passed in the Texas House late Wednesday night. There still needs to be a third version of it, third reading. But in a 95-44 vote, Senate Bill 3 passed in the House banning all THC products. Adults would face up to a year in jail for possessing any THC product. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who championed the bill, thanked lawmakers for passing it and said it's what? About protecting kids and adults. Quote, we are deeply disappointed. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This was somebody else. Okay, so they didn't even quote him. somebody else had something to say about this. We are deeply disappointed by the Texas House's passage of SB 3, a bill that dismantles the legal hemp industry and ignores the voices of small businesses, farmers, veterans, and consumers across the state who rely on hemp-derived products for their livelihoods and well-being. This according to the Texas Hemp Business Council. They said this after the vote yesterday. Now, what does this mean for those of you that are listening right now that may or may not be paying attention?
What does this mean for the shops that have all these products?
Glad you asked.
Store?
Glad you asked, Blake. SB 3, authored by Senator Charles Perry, bans Delta 8, Delta 9, and all other forms of THC, including beverages. It also prohibits the retail sale of any cannabinoid in the state with the exception of CBD and CBG. Over the past decade, thousands of CBD shops have opened across Texas selling cannabis products with varying levels of THC, which has a psychoactive effect. When federal and state laws legalized hemp with agricultural uses in mind, they differentiated from legal forms of cannabis by defining it as anything with 3% Delta 9 or less. The laws didn't explicitly cap other forms of THC, and thus stores across the state opened up. Last but certainly not least, John Burke, the owner of Shell Shock CBD in Richardson, who was in Austin, testifies, said, quote, "Texans don't want this. Let us be. Let combat veterans be. If we want to have a blunt, it's no different than having an old-fashioned drink and kicking back." Fair or foul, banning all THC derivative products in approximately 8,500 smoke shops across the state of Texas.
Foul, because, you know, you're taking out small businesses. Every strip mall just fell to their knees.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
When was the last time you went into a little strip mall and didn't see some kind of vape or THC hemp store?
I mean, what's the LED business going to do?
Right.
The LED light business right now is saying to itself, my God.
Just smoke one. Those are going out of business.
Where are we going to put our lights at now?
Yeah.
We can't put about a CBD. You know it's a smoke shop when you see LED lights.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad for business. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for the consumers. It's bad for the businesses. The only people it's good for is now the street pharmacists.
Weed man. The weed man just said.
The weed man on the back of your Snapchat, it just is grinning.
It's me again.
He's going to start posting. I know y'all see the new legislation.
Boy, I tell you what, I got that Gorilla Glue. I'm just saying.
Purple runs on deck.
I mean, seriously.
Throwing deals out there.
Tell you what, we're going to see just nothing but pictures of flour in people's hands.
Flash on.
I got that good. Come get it. Yeah. And that's what's about to happen right now. Fair foul. Trevor?
I mean, I'm not a partaker, so it doesn't, I could care less, but
you know people that are.
But this is what I'm saying, is that I think, like, even, like...
You traffic in that community.
Do you know anyone that has done a THC product?
Yeah, I know several people. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I think the medicinal side of it,
yeah.
And unfortunately, that's where I think they're lacking in knowledge of the medicinal side.
Who is
of these
they?
Things.
Who is they?
The government, I guess. Is
Dan
more
Patrick.
Like the government, the people, and the, you know, like, I think that's where we're lacking information wise because, again, we're looking at it. Weed has been such a negative for so long in the country. Now, again, the last 10 years. It's
someone just texted in NARC, by the way.
Listen, I do what you want. All caps, I do not care.
3 exclamation marks.
I do not care. I'm not that guy, you know, but I just personally don't partake. It is it's my prerogative, but I don't care. But medically,
hey, thank you.
If it helps people's knees, it helps people's like mentally. I don't like, again, my favorite running back of all time is Ricky Williams.
We got to running back somehow.
Listen.
Hey, Trevor, understand. I love Percy Harvin.
I'm bringing it back. I've got black friends.
I have no problem with weed being smoked in the vicinity of my apartment complex. I will not snitch to the leasing office.
I think it smells like crap. I hate, like, there's a lot of things I don't like about it, but yeah. But everything else, like, I just don't care. Like, it really doesn't bother me. And I think, you know, don't goad somebody's goat for whatever.
So fair or foul?
I think it's foul. I think it's foul.
A long way of saying foul. I don't agree with it.
Well, if that's what you want the second debate, I'll just say fair or foul and then move on.
I loved it. I loved you, politic, and I appreciate the filibustering. I'm not convinced you don't smoke after that 3-minute long.
Listen, just because I look like soapbox. Silent Bob doesn't mean I participate like Silent Bob.
I'm more of a edible kind of guy.
More of a natural guy.
That's
from the ground.
I grow my own.
The one time I ever did anything was, I don't need to be turned on. I'm already pretty loud.
You're already turned on. I walked in here turned on, okay?
Where is this going?
This cloth. Yeah, no, I don't, like, again, I don't need that, so.
Honey or lavender in your marijuana?
Neither. Lavender ice cream is disgusting, by the way.
I'm not talking about ice cream.
I know, I'm just making a statement.
Interesting. I think we're all in agreement on this. It's foul. I mean, I just feel like I'm kind of torn on it in some ways.
Someone said Trevor must have been smoking that Reggie Bush in college.
Boy, I know that's right. Seriously. I mean, look, could you do a better job? I mean, let's just regulate it a little bit more, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
can I give you one more?
Fair foul or yeah. Blunt?
Both. The U.S. Treasury Department will stop producing pennies starting next year.
I heard
year.
That today on G-Bag.
Finally.
Says it's phasing out the penny and it's placed its final order for the materials used to make them. The Mint will only keep making pennies only until the supply runs out. People can still use pennies, but no new ones will be made. That means stores may start rounding prices up or down to the nearest nickel when you pay with cash. President Trump ordered the change earlier this year because it costs more to make a penny than it's actually worth.
Yes, I remember seeing that and everybody lost their minds over it.
So should I start stockholding pennies for 20 years down the road? I mean, do you have pennies? You have the coin that stopped being made? I've got 50 of them.
It will
when's the last time y'all paid with cash?
Oh, no, sometimes I do that, you know, being a server.
That's true.
I was about to say, there are realms that...
I mean, there's a lot of places now that don't take cash anymore.
Yeah, Globe Life being one that stands out.
I think that's a weird thing, but I get it. I feel like that's what we're moving to is just plastic. I mean,
that's it. It's a scary thought.
I mean, think about it. If Globe Life doesn't do cash, they don't have to have cash registers. You can just have those little Apple Pay little screens, little kiosks, and you're saving. You don't have to have this...
I mean, how are we going to tie an ATM machine to the back of our car and drive off with it if we're going to get rid of money, you know?
Dave Ramsey's going to be out here.
ATM thefts are going to go down dramatically.
Do you still have a coin holder in your car? I do. In my little, what's it called? Not your glove department, but your middle.
Oh, the middle console.
Middle console. I've got a little spot where I keep all my coins. So when I go to a drive-thru and something's $11.23, I don't hand them $12. I hand them $11.23.
I mean, I just throw change in my cup holder.
I don't like keep pulling it out. Mine's all like, looks rusted out. Looks weird. Hey, chill. All right. Hey, yo. I don't like, it's all like coined. I don't know. It looks like it's green.
You just don't like pulling it out. I get it. It's tough.
So you got to clean it, Trevor. Yeah, clean your money.
The 3-minute long explanation on why he doesn't smoke weed and he doesn't like pulling it out. Wow. We've learned a lot about Trevor today.
You can take it to a Coinstar at a Walmart and get it turned into dollars.
Yeah, you can.
It's a fun experience, too.
It's fantastic.
Every once in a while, you get like $60
every now and again.
So many coins.
Absolutely. I got a Coca-Cola can that $100 every time.
Yeah. Boom. In case times get rough, just hey, I just need out there this right now.
These streets ain't playing. All right, that's 2 hours in the books, ladies and gentlemen. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury
Trippers,
Attorney text line.
It says strippers are going to get a QR code tattooed on them since we're...
They probably already got it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry about the cash.
All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys and more. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.